Every Tuesday, we talk television with the only woman who knows what is going on and what we should be watching. Irina, how are you this morning, my love?
I am great and ready to talk about one of my new favourite shows.
Well, homes around the Hunter are ready to press go on their streaming service to watch a documentary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's The Last Dance, and it's about essentially about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. And the sort of story around their final premiership win or win of the NBA, the National Basketball Association, the league, they're basically the best basketball in the world.
Yep.
But it also time travels back to the beginning of Michael Jordan's career and parallels that with the Chicago Bulls team, which sounds possibly super boring.
It does. Honestly, on face value, I've got to say, I'm not a basketball fan. I have watched this series, and it's incredible when you think about the fact that these guys were dominant for 7 years, and there was 1 year in the middle they weren't, and there's a very good reason they weren't. But then this is all based around the final season, and they're breaking up this team, and they're talking about what it's like for these guys to have been through this journey.
My husband watched this, and I sort of would walk in and out going, oh, yeah, I remember that. And then for some reason, I decided to watch it. And I would just say to people who are not interested in basketball and not even interested in sports, that this is absolutely a perfect documentary. And that's what I want to talk about in general, is what makes a perfect documentary series. And Netflix, you know, through their various documentaries, has done that. They've taken something that used to be a one-hour or two-hour film and turned it into a mini-series. And the way they do that is this time jump, fantastic interviews, like just incredible, like people talking very, I guess, authentically and vulnerably about these times in their lives, the editing of how they edit these responses. But the thing that really got me is how they built tension around something that had happened.
Well, this is the essence why television like this is always going to be better, in my humble opinion, than what they call reality television. One is, this is actually real. And the other thing is, it's real life drama. It's actual drama that's been created and not necessarily been written down and manipulated.
But they do use those reality techniques. The showing of those videos is exactly what they do in reality shows. They just don't show the goading on screen.
Yes.
In this case, they show you the goading, right, and the response. Whereas in reality, they'll show the video to the contestant and have them react and then edit it in. So if they actually use those techniques. And the other thing that was really powerful for me was how hard Michael Jordan and the rest of them work. Yeah. Like, you know, he had obviously raw skill, incredible talent, but he worked just unbelievably hard. And I think particularly maybe for young people, of, you know, maybe under 25, it's really good to see that success doesn't actually come because of some sort of talent or ability. It comes with that plus working your bottom off.
I agree wholeheartedly, and you have spot on probably about the best thing to come out of that series is everybody watches elite sportsmen and women, and that's all they see. It's like an iceberg. They only see the tip of the iceberg, and this particular series, The Last Dance, revealed how very hard these guys work behind the scenes to put it on the court on game day.
One critical thing that makes the documentary sort of rise above the fray is the music. And the music choices were not only related to the time of the era, so they're quite familiar, but they also related to what was going on. And that is one of the things that takes any TV show to that next level, is when the music goes with you. And in this case particularly, the way they edited the games, like I was actually thrilled. I thought, I want to go and watch basketball. Yeah. I've never wanted to watch basketball before.
You actually got to that very quick. The answer before I could give you the question is, having watched The Last Dance, would that make you inclined to, one, be a Chicago Bulls fan, or two, actually just go and watch a game of basketball?
Honestly, it did. And I've been talking to my family about going to watch it, and they think I'm ridiculous because TV has excited me that much. But it has. But we did watch a bit of basketball on TV, and then it made me realise how well it was edited, how they cut it all together with the narrative to create this fantastic story, which for me is missing in normal sports coverage, I have to say.
All right. Well, we will be back next week with Irina to talk about some more great television when she joins us once more. Thank you, my love.
My pleasure. I hope people watch it and then get in touch with the station to let us know what you thought.